So
is that playa dust all over your guitar?
That is playa dust all over my guitar.
Nice. Fucking hip.
It's my summer job.
Are you DPW?
Yeah.
Thank you for what you do, sir.
Then I respect the fuck out of that.
I had a blast.
Oh, yeah. It was 7 weeks was long enough, though.
I bet.
7 weeks?
Yeah, I showed up July 23rd. And,
wow.
You lived out there.
Lived out there, and I was very glad to leave. That place sucks. But it's, you know, you keep coming back each year. This one is about, this one's about a guy who offs himself on a picnic blanket in the park, and then the ants make a nest out of his skull. It's called This Is How We Get Ants. Tyrant is waiting to grant me audience. Broker monopoly on violence. The blanket's a crime scene, don't touch the forks and knives. So many troops on me, I almost look alive. And I'm dining with the queen. And it looks like Halloween all over me. Fancy party on the lawn. Till the last morsel is gone. Party on. Party on. The army is marching, all dressed in black. No mercy, they carry an empire on their back. Ironic, I started this picnic all alone. Now a litter born by thousands takes her to the throne. And I'm dining with the queen. And it looks like Halloween all over me. Fancy party on the lawn. Till the last morsel is gone, party on. Party on. In rooms made for memories, a palace for the queen. My heart is a dungeon, but you won't hear me scream. You don't want to know what's going on down south. The whole rotten army could fit inside my mouth. And I'm dining with the queen. And it looks like Halloween all over me. Fancy party on the lawn. Till the last morsel is gone, party on. And I'm dining with the queen. And it looks like Halloween all over me. Party on the lawn. Till the last morsel is gone. Party on. Party on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Abbott on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the first episode of the fall, it's the Weird Little Worst Little Podcast.
You're definitely weird after that song.
I'm your host, Reverend Rory Dowd. I'm here with Nick Ramirez and Cadillac Kim. We're excited to have in this studio, of course, our good friends at Good Luck Macbeth doing Let the Right One In, but also, goddamn, Mr. Dan Abbott.
Yeah! On the Worst Little Podcast.
podcast. We're talking out of our ass.
That song was awesome.
Will
that
you fucking so marry me? Like,
yes.
That was great.
I'm touched.
I am married, but it's like, man, you just made my panties wet.
It's 2019, but, you know.
That song was awesome.
Well, thanks. That was, you know, I like telling stories and song length stuff is bite size enough that it gets stuck in people's heads.
Odd little perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little
Why didn't Adam and the Ants write that?
Because they were far more interested in cocaine.
Yeah. They weren't even thinking outside the box like that. That's
what no one said there would be box. Cocaine.
Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, a lot of newsprint and ink books.
You read?
I read.
You're a big reader. Yeah.
I read, and then I stare off into space for long periods of time drinking coffee. And that's where most of my ideas come from.
You know, that's actually a tried and true method when it comes to art and writing.
Oh, yeah, just stare off into space.
Yeah,
until,
the daydreamers. Yeah. The daydreamers, the losers, and me. Or no, wait, well, how's that song go?
I'm not going to sing Kermit the Frog for you.
How did we even get, like, connected, Dan? I don't remember. Was it? I know it was through Burning Man somehow.
May have been at Jub Jub's.
Oh,
that
possibly.
Would be that's a
because
I
know
Man touched them.
Yeah, I know the bartenders at Jub Jub's, and so
who do you know? We know them too.
Probably like Faith and Josh and
Dave Masood.
Well, Dave Masood knows everybody on the goddamn planet.
Yeah, Dave Masood's a man.
Right. But yeah, I met him through working out there in the desert.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's in this amazing band called Vampirates.
Yes.
We may have heard of them.
Well, that once or twice.
Yes.
Yeah. Good friends of the show.
Have they actually been on the
put
show?
Put them in our search.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, they have.
Vampirates were in part of season one, and it was Chris Fox and Dave Masood with a CD and sitting around the studio in the old house looking like deers and rabbits in the headlights of the cars.
They've never done a live show.
Did they try? No, we got them.
It might have been voted
like
best.
Like 4 years later. No,
we
had Vampirates.
They played once.
We had Vampirates.
Because I remember being thrilled.
Oh, and they played like 20 songs or something, right?
Oh, yeah, because they were all just fucking
really
6 seconds
songs.
Long.
And then afterwards, that was the show when Chris Fox stayed afterwards and double tracked all the guitars.
Oh, right.
Look it
up.
That's why I remember it. It was
if you're a Chris Fox fan
and on the show,
fan.
On the show, I made the joke like, oh, it's amazing that there's two guitars. How are you doing that when there weren't two guitars, because I knew there was going to be later, because I think ahead like that.
Yeah, anyway, Vampirates are awesome. And,
yeah, no, good buds, good dudes, awesome. Yeah. Yay, it's family.
Well, somehow we
Reno
crossed
punk
paths,
rock family.
Yeah.
And I got you on the schedule for this random weird podcast that you didn't know anything about.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact circumstances, but that probably means it was Jub Jub's.
Probably.
There was drinking involved.
Before I knew it, you had messaged me on Facebook about something I had agreed to do. I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh, that's awesome. I have a thing I have to do. Okay.
You said you were going to do this.
Are you a local Renoer?
I am a recent Reno
immigrant
invader. Yeah, I'm an invasive species from Oakland.
You're one of the part of the Californication.
Well, it's sort of like, you know, that old economic trope that gets trotted out all the time: a rising tide lifts all boats. Well, it's
so does a lowering vibe.
Yeah.
A rising tide drowns the workers.
Yeah,
turns out.
It's fine if you already have a boat.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, but if you don't, you're, you know, scrambling for higher ground.
Wages are the same and all the rents have
literally
more than doubled.
Literally scrambling for higher ground here.
Yeah, I went to the mountains.
When all the emission sanctions get taken away, we at least live above the clouds.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Sadly.
It's funny because it's
true. Way to bring it down.
End of world.
Ha ha. Ha ha.
That's sad. Should we go around
the
room?
No wonder that Greta girl's so pissed off.
I know, right?
Right?
Who else do we have here?
Nerds.
Hello.
We have theater nerds here.
Theater.
Yes.
Theatre.
Hi, good luck, Macbeth. Hello. Let the right one in, folks.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce Courtney, Joe, and Jayden?
Jayton.
I'm sorry, my friend.
Rory, okay. Think of the letter J and the number 10.
Yes.
J10.
Shut up, Rick.
I'm telling you because
H-U-I-L. Shut up, Rick.
He told me.
That's like how I tell most people.
Fuck yeah, J10.
We were just talking about how much a rapper
J10. Dude, it's a band name. J10 and the big brass band. You know, I mean.
Oh, but if you're a lazy millennial, he's J-N.
Correct.
Like Dayton?
Day or Mountain.
Hey, I think J10 is a fine name for a cyborg.
Yes.
Way cooler than Data. Dayton.
It's like the sequel to Johnny 5.
J10.
Okay,
Johnny
twice
5?
The robot.
So, real quick, folks, please introduce yourselves and your voices to the audience.
Hi, I'm Courtney, and this is my voice.
And I am J10, and this is my voice.
Don't overdo the 10.
I'm Joe, and this is me. Hello.
Joe and his creamy British accent.
Joe's been here before.
How many times has Joe been here? Can we even count?
Six. He might be like a 10-timer.
Maybe. I think it's more like 5. Maybe 4.
I was going to go with 6. Yeah. So maybe we were about right with 5.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to the 5-timers club.
Yay, Joe.
You're not as cool as Steve Martin or anything.
No.
We don't have jackets yet.
You don't have jackets.
We're going to get zip up hoodies.
Zip up hoodie.
What about
gloves for 5, you know?
Gloves?
Just a single sequined glove.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Little
Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So.
I don't know where I've seen that before.
But cooler.
We got to ask Chewy if that's okay.
Yeah.
Chewy, what do you think?
Fuck it. Yeah.
All right. We'll do it.
All right. Thanks, Chewy.
Everybody's a little bit gay in that situation.
Well, we'll get one for you, too.
Yes.
We'll help you feel
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Hey, no, we're
I
not.
Think he's broken out.
No. Pull back.
You jump
pull
subjects,
back.
Man.
No.
What? Pull back, dude.
I'm only going to accept the glove if it's fingerless.
Okay.
I want sequined but fingerless. So that I can paint my nails.
All right, we're going to.
What if we
put.
What if we. Joe, could I get you something with fringe a la 1986 Rat?
Sure.
Okay.
Or Madonna.
Ooh, yeah, with lots of
fingerless
bracelets.
Fingerless and fringe.
Lots of bracelets.
Exactly. Or a perm.
Yes.
I'll just get a perm.
Yes, Joe, get
Alan
a perm.
Alan Alda.
First
Alda
step perm montage.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are the fine folks. Part of Good Luck Macbeth's Let the Right One In. Their Halloween Spooktacular. Ooh. Opening on 10/4.
Yes,
am I correct? All right.
That is right.
Excellent.
Correct.
And you will be running through the end of the month into the first weekend of October or November.
No, till the 26th.
The 26th. So the weekend before the holiday.
Correct. Yes.
All right. So keep that in mind, theater goers and horror goers. If you're not familiar with it, Let the Right One In is a Scandinavian creepy horror movie that was then translated.
1980s. It's set in the 1980s, yeah.
No, but it was written in...
I think it was 2004? Yeah, 2000, early 2000s is when the...
There's an American version done then in the early 10s?
Correct. Yeah.
Like a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, these are all movie productions. And now...
But
it's a book first. And this the script of it, when is this from? Is this recenter than the movies?
Yeah, so the
recenter.
The adaptation was made from, it's sort of an amalgamation of the book and the movie. So they took some of the ideas that they used in the movie, which was also the original Swedish movie, not the American one. The original Swedish movie was also, I believe, written by the same author of the book. The script was written by, it was adapted by the original author.
I believe, yes, that's what I read too as I watched the movie.
Because obviously with the book, there's 20 more characters in the book and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff that you couldn't really do in a film if you wanted it to be just one film, you know, so.
Do you have any of those things in the book that were not in the movies that are going to be in the play?
There's a few little details that are in the that are from the book that are in the play.
Of you rich weirdos out there who know all of this and like live and breathe for horror, you already know what we're talking about.
Right. They do.
Yeah. Are you asking them because they're rich for money?
No. Rich weirdos like in Rocky Horror. Like that was just a...
Oh, okay.
Money never hurts.
Yay, rich weirdos.
It's probably some kind of hunting lodge for rich weirdos.
But for anyone who's never seen it or read it, the story, it is a horror story. It's kind of a love story contained within a horror story. So it's...
I heard horror romantic.
Yes. It's a very
not romance,
strange,
but romantic.
And brilliant tale. Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. And Courtney and Jason... are the leads of the show.
So are the vampires more? Do you remember that weird documentary you made me watch with all the different sorts of vampires living together? Which category of vampire
who
do
are
they
you talking
into?
To?
Oh, you're talking about
Joe.
You're talking about
what
we do in the shadow.
What we do in the shadow.
Oh, that was great.
So which one of are these more? These are Lestati and Ricey vampires.
Rick,
well,
I would
only
throw
one.
A call back
to.
I would throw a call back to the Hunger.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
It plays with conventions in a similar way that The Hunger did, although they are not the same rules or conventions of The Hunger.
God, while Bauhaus plays, I get it. Hmm. Okay.
So, well, it has nothing to do with that, but I mean, it's just, it's not what you're going to expect if you just go into it thinking like, ooh, Bela Lugosi, blah.
Right, every vampire story has its own rules.
Correct.
Very good.
Yes.
But let's get one more vampire reference in this.
Are there any vampires in Zardoz? I forget.
The stakes are too high.
My God.
It's like a child vampire, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil stuff, but
yeah,
Jayden and Courtney, feel free to just jump in and talk over any of us at any point, because, yeah.
We need it.
What's your take on it, Courtney?
So I play Ailey, which is the only vampire in the whole show.
Okay.
And
way to spoil it.
Surprise.
She was turned into
a vampire when she was like 12 or 13. And so it's really fun because it kind of plays with, you know, when you become a vampire as like a young adult, do you stay a young adult?
Which is like a question as vampire lovers have been posed with before, and other, you know.
I guess you'll just have to come see the show and find out. But it's definitely a different and weird sort of take on vampirism because it's just, I think it's more of a story about Jayton's character, Oscar. And I just sort of enter into this sort of, into his world, really. So.
Having seen and read some of the versions of it, I would agree. It's a story about Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
take it away.
Well, I'm playing Oscar,
and you guys are both like what, 17, 16?
I'm 32.
You could have just coughed over that.
I'm very proud. But I am over 30. It's like the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
19.
No one does.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
I tried to offer Jayden beer when he got here, and he did not. He was like, I'm not even old enough for that.
No.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Good dude.
I don't know where my mom or dad are, so they could be anywhere and they'd catch me.
They're in the closet.
You know where they are right now? They're listening to this podcast
that's what
later
I think.
This week. Subscribe.
Knowing my dad, he probably would. I tell him I'm in a play, and he tells everyone he knows about it.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
He's really
that's
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you have a lot of support.
Be sure to tag
yes.
him in the post so his dad will see it.
Okay.
He will probably share it right away.
I'm Mr. Jayden's dad.
what's your take on the story and Oscar's role?
Well, there is, I do agree, there's a lot on me, but I think Ailey definitely has a lot of moments in the story that are really beautiful and add towards her character a lot. And it's really cool getting to sit down and watch it before we start running it. So I'm excited to see how it all goes and fits together. And
it's kind of like a parallel story. It's like my story, of like my life and then his story of his life and then how those two things merge.
At a certain moment where the intersection is.
Cool. Yeah, well, so it's kind of neat.
It is really cool. The title of the piece is sort of a play on the idea that a vampire can't come into your space from a new entrance point. So I guess the law goes that it's not your whole, like, I just learned this. It's not your whole, the law is it's not the whole hat space. It's any entrance point to a house. So if they come through a window and you say you can come in, they then can't walk through the front door. They still have to get permission to come through anyway. But so the title is sort of a play on that idea because it's about, you know, let the vampire into your space, but it's also
let the vampire into your heart.
Correct. Mm. And well, and both characters, I would say, as the director, both the characters are what's really cool about the story is how each of them is missing something in their life. So she is this young woman trapped in perpetual, you know, 12-year-old-hood or whatever it is. And she has some experiences of being very old, of course, but at the same time is sort of trapped in that body. And she, and the,
literal physical limitations of a child in some ways.
Right, and what that means. But it's also an advantage because people...
Social limitations.
It's also an advantage for her survival because she is more able to get help. People are more willing to help her.
Sympathetic to children.
Because she looks like a child.
Right, and they'll underestimate her.
Right.
And, it's and not so, like Thor and Loki get help.
No. And she's... you know, and she, but she needs somebody with her, so she is looking to let somebody into her life. And
because people won't just let a 12-year-old just run around unattended.
Right.
They have to know that she's taken care of.
And then Jayton's character, Oscar.
Shut up.
You know, he is, he's got his own things going on in his life. His parents are split up and he's, you know, he's got a really sucky family situation going on. So in a way, they're both isolated and lonely in different ways, and they both need somebody. And their sort of lives kind of converge to fit together in a weird way.
Aww.
Yeah. So it's actually a love story about how they sort of connect, and but at the same time, you know, Ailey physically has to drink the blood of other human beings to stay alive. So.
Dan, do you have any songs about parasites? I mean, you know,
vampires, rattlesnakes, what?
Young love,
ex-wives
with vampires.
I do have a couple about flies. Vampires. Let me see.
just make something up.
Here's one about an enchanted dagger that allows one to murder across the countryside.
Perfect.
Cool.
It's kind of a true story because basically, some friends of ours, my old house that I lived in the East Bay, some friends of ours went hiking up in the hills on mushrooms, and they found a deer carcass that was almost skeletonized, and one of them picked up one of the rib bones and held it aloft and flung it into the dirt where it stuck straight up, and both of them looked at each other and in unison in their best Lemmy Kilmister impression went, "Bone dagger, all right." And it was such a magical experience for both of them that they ran immediately to my house so they could tell us. We're like, okay, man.
Then you wrote a song.
Drink some water. but yeah, this one's called Bone Dagger. In a distant land, sticking straight up in the sand, stolen from a lich's tomb. All who feel its edge are doomed. I'm on the fucking quest.
I will not stop to rest. I will slay the fucking dragon. I will make a big ass mess. Bone dagger, dagger made of bone. Bone dagger, dagger made of bone. I will storm the gates. I will slice your cakes. I will jump the moat. I will kiss the goat. Bone dagger, dagger made of bone. Bone dagger, dagger made of bone. Fucking silver thread. Your unicorn will be beheaded. Forces werewolves to play fetch. The demon lord will be your bitch. I'm on the fucking quest. I will not stop to rest. I will slay the fucking dragon. I will make a big ass mess. Bone dagger, dagger made of bone. Bone dagger, dagger made of bone.
Yes! Yes. Fucking A, dude. I just thank you, Dave Massoud. Thank you for putting this man in our path.
Fine ass folk metal.
Fucking A, dude.
I will slice the cake.
Do you play shows?
Yeah, I am getting out of sort of being a full time musician all the time.
Getting out of the van life.
Well, trying. It keeps sucking me back in. I do a lot of different kinds of performance these days, but I keep falling back on music. Yeah. I have a kind of sometimes band that from when I was living down in Joshua Tree called Tumbleweed Time Machine, and I'm going down there October 5th and 6th. For a little band reunion.
Nice.
It gives me an excuse to travel around and hang out with old friends and do musical projects.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
You said
man.
Other than music, so I'm picturing Zamora the Torture King. What else do you do performance-wise?
Right.
Do you juggle kittens?
Right.
Chainsaws. Well, so in Oakland I was doing this this monthly showcase called New Better Did It Anyway, which is basically a storytelling show where we would get people at the bar to tell us the stories of their worst life decisions.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, we got some really good stories. And then, you know, sometimes the stories were really funny, and then sometimes
it got intense.
It's super intense, and people were using it for their therapy sessions.
Would you just listen to people rant about their lives?
Yeah, yeah. And the bar would give me some drink tickets to hand out. So I would have other little prizes for people to sort of pay them for their time. Actually, I'm going to be doing a special edition of that November 24th at Jub Jub's.
Ooh.
Let me do it. So if
Thanksgiving.
If you want to come tell some bad holiday tales of
I'm
going to
be in
life
Vegas,
choices.
But I'll be there in spirit.
Oh, speaking of
man.
Bad life choices.
Yeah, in-laws.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I do that show whenever I can, and then as a side hustle, I run D&D games for money.
Holy
shit.
As a member of a
I
play tabletop like every Sunday and every other Tuesday. Like, how do you for money?
Yeah.
Are you like hooked up with like a con or
no?
Do you, like,
no, I just
like,
I have some friends that wanted to get into it, and they didn't have time to put together stories, and I have stories, so...
You're a professional dungeon master.
They pay you. They pay you to run you through scenarios and your own made-up, like, craziness.
Yeah, so I've
awesome. Know. I mean, I've been... Dude, Abbott was such a badass.
You are the nerd king.
Yeah.
Like...
For real.
I mean... I salute you.
You made it.
I mean, it's not like a bunch of money, but it's just enough that we're
more than beer and pot.
When there's a deadline that's coming up, it's like, oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to look for a job right now because I'm busy writing stories about demons.
That's fucking
so
badass.
Cool, dude.
But I still should be looking for a job.
My nipples just got hard.
I know he's the perfect man.
Are you homosexual?
What beer am I on?
Right.
Hey, Rick. Hey, he gets it.
It's go either way.
It's 2019,
it's like,
people.
You know, it's
don't be kind so of a, suburban.
It's kind of a rent to own gay thing.
A rent you know. To own gay
thing? I don't know about rent to.
Oh, man. I want to call back to a really old joke that Rick knows, but it's really like socially inappropriate, so I won't.
Well, yeah, okay.
Crap.
Should we get another song?
Yeah, let's do another. Yeah. Let's go back down the highway, and we'll talk about vampire some more.
Actually, I do. So this other band.
Did
I
you
in,
have anything prepared to play, or do you mind us just like saying,
no,
"Play
no,
us a song
he
about
brought
this
his
shit.
Book here"? So yeah.
Right,
just, like,
you have
going
a book.
Through.
This is just like my newer
with a character sheet in it.
My newer rock opera. But,
yeah, there's this D&D
yeah,
shit.
I was using.
Is that 5e?
No, this is actually from a zombie survival horror game.
Ooh,
called
fun.
All Flesh Must Be Eaten. And this is second edition.
2E. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you want? Fiction? Nonfiction?
Ooh, you have some nonfiction.
Do you have personal confessional?
Play us your favorite songs. The ones you like
okay.
the best.
Okay, well, this is one that I was playing a lot out on Playa, and it kind of turned into a sing-along, but my old band Bobby Joe Ebola and the Children McNuggets used to play this a lot.
Rolls off the tongue.
It really does.
Yeah, not so much on a flyer. Anyway, this song is kind of written about the town where I grew up, which is a little suburb about 20 minutes outside of San Francisco in the East Bay. And it's right next to the freeway. And there were no jobs there that didn't involve name tags and hairnets. And it was just like a good place to try and escape from. But, you know, once I got away from it, well, no, I was still pretty glad I got away from it. Life is excellent. The tap water tastes like excrement. The sky is rain poison, but I gotta pay the rent. There's no litter here, it's only litter where there's no concrete. It's a rule. They've got a lot of gall to put up a shopping mall where we once had everything. Life is excellent. The tap water tastes like excrement. The sky is rain poison, but I gotta pay the rent. I wasn't expecting it, but I had to pay the rent. I got a job, but I don't want that job. Cheesy orange smell, like cones on the road to hell. Is it poison? Is it food? Will it sell?
Life is excellent. The tap water tastes like excrement. The skies rain poison, but I gotta pay the rent. I like my glowing box, and I like my showers hot, but you can't take the kill out of kilowatt. I know the talk is cheap, and I know that I am weak, but I'd like to be around next week, and I don't think there's enough plastic for me. Life is excellent. The tap water tastes like excrement. The sky is rain poison, but I gotta pay the rent, and I don't wanna pay the rent.
God damn, brother.
Dude, I'm a Dan Abbott fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Dan Abbott fan now.
100%.
You just changed me, man. I have some new rat in my life.
Uh-oh.
So good.
Should we have a quiz?
Yeah, let's do a quiz. Let's get inside the minds of these awesome guests.
Let's make them fight for their lives.
Now, Joe
is... As you wish, Mr. Dodd.
Joe, as a five-timer, you get to be a questionnaire.
Yes.
You're not being questioned.
You know it. Yeah.
You get to question with us.
Uh-huh. So, fight for your lives, fight for your public image. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is my time for my favorite part of my show. Our show, but it's my quiz. It's the worst little quiz in the world. We're going to ask our contestants a whole bunch of awkward questions they probably don't want to say in public. Are you all ready to play?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. We do have two stacks of questions. One are NC-17. One are PG-16.
What do you guys think we should do? Especially because you guys play children in this fucking play. You're a 19-year-old child.
Oh, I mean, no, and a large shout out to the 8th grade class at Swope Middle School, who I've heard is listening to our show.
Oh, no.
You should not be listening to the show, kids. This is explicit. Turn it off right now.
If you're listening with your parents, that's right.
That's fine, but
you
not
guys talk
by,
about it.
If you're no, if you're watching, listening to it by yourself, you have to turn it off right now.
I need to poop really bad.
Oh God. No. All right.
What do you guys think? NC-17 or do you want to go PG-13?
NC-10.
I'm fine.
PG-16. NC-17. NC-10.
You could go R.
Yes, all the dirty questions.
I don't
hard
care.
R.
All right.
We're going
right.
dirty.
Hard R. Right.
You're 19. You're of age.
Yeah.
We're going dirty. Sweet.
Wow. What is the most overrated rock band in your opinion? I forgot about this question.
Oh, that's
question.
A good one.
Most overrated rock band?
Yeah.
We're
going to start easy.
I mean,
easy and do it.
Kiss comes to mind.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Courtney, what's the most overrated rock band in your opinion?
I have very little opinion about music, so.
Are you one of those people that doesn't get down with music?
Yeah.
It's like 5% of the population just isn't triggered by music in a good way.
I'm a dancer, oddly enough.
Well, that actually makes sense.
If I feel like I can't dance to it, I probably won't like it. So, and I just don't know enough about. Actually, the music that's playing right now, that's my music. I've been swing dancing for like 10 years.
Nice. All right,
so
then.
Give me
big
band.
What's the most overrated big band?
Ooh, I have an answer for that.
Probably the modern jukebox.
Oh, they...
I can't stand them. Thank
but
you.
The old ones... Man, Glenn Miller, you can suck my dick.
Hey.
Whoa. I don't know if that's a compliment
dude,
or a diss.
Now
back
to
off. Back off your questioner. You're not supposed to engage.
The Dorsey
with the
brothers wipe the floor with Glenn Miller. Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Now I read you.
Hey, do you still have that album set I gave you?
Oh, yeah. Right. I don't throw anything away.
Okay.
Oh, I'll listen. Nerds.
I listen to about three different artists, so I don't listen
wait,
to...
Okay, wait, any sort of pop music, who do you think is most overrated?
All of them.
My
well,
best...
Well, we're moving on to Jayden. You've answered. You answered.
My best friend loves Drake, and I can't stand him.
All right.
Drake. Good, Drake. Excellent answer.
That's a good answer. That's
my story.
That's good.
It really is. Nick, your question.
Age and circumstance of the loss of your virginity. Where were you? What time of day was it? What happened?
Wow.
Go.
I was 18, and it was at the creek behind the 924 Gilman Club.
Oh, you are such a badass. Oh, you have so much street cred.
No, that's also friend, really creepy. And did you ever get a disease from the mold?
Not from the mold.
Wow. All right.
Off to a great start.
Questions.
I will not be answering this question.
That's
next.
Fine.
Take a zero.
You also get points for that because you're smart.
And you're also 19. Yeah. You can also not answer this question.
Maybe not if my dad is going to
yeah.
be watching.
Then, yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Yeah. It's a tie. Sorry about my question, you guys.
All right.
That was kind of the question I was maybe like going to hold back till later in the quiz when we were all more comfortable. But thanks for getting right out of the gate, Nick.
Yeah. All right.
Kim,
I wanted to know.
If you could be any two animals combined, what would they be and which end would they be?
Jayden, you answer first.
Well, definitely first animal would be dragon. I just fucking love dragons. And, you know, we could just make it weird and make it like a falcon, too.
A dragon falcon.
Which side is which?
Well...
Front, back, left or right,
well,
bottom
a falcon
or top.
Can't breathe fucking fire, so I think the front should be dragon.
Front dragon, back falcon. That'd be pretty sick.
Cool.
I should have let him answer.
I like
sorry.
It.
Well, yeah,
you were right there
helping.
With him, so.
All right.
Courtney.
Huge fan of elephants.
Elephant.
Ooh.
The front end.
Uh-huh.
And the back end would probably be a penguin.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Penguin
fin. I can picture that.
Because they're both like chill.
That's
yeah.
fucking awesome.
Now, size wise, would it take after the penguin or
both
the elephant?
Elephants in.
Like just general penguins. Size.
What?
Would it be a giant penguin, basically, or would it be
a
small
tiny
elephant?
Little elephant.
Ooh, I want the tiny little. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Shut up, Rick.
Sorry.
I think it can
Joe,
start
you,
out as a small elephant, and then they can grow together.
Ooh.
Joe, you have full license to rein Rick in and slap him if
that was the best.
That was a good answer, yeah.
Dan?
Well, I'm fond of otters. I like their whole lifestyle, where they just like wrap themselves up in kelp and eat seafood.
Yeah.
But probably for the back end, I'd want some kind of arachnid, like a scorpion.
Oh my god, that's so fucking rad.
So basically,
wow.
Like
otter scorpion.
Yeah,
you can defend yourself easily.
Yeah.
But those are
but
pretty
fun.
Great.
I'm gonna chill and eat oysters until you get near me.
Scorpiottered.
Yeah.
Scorpiottered.
Wow. This is an excellent round.
You guys are all good.
Isn't it, Joe?
That would be Joe or Rick.
Oh.
What is the first album you purchased with your own money?
Courtney.
All right. P.O.D.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Life is a Skate Park or whatever the fuck that was.
I had it too.
Life is
Satellite?
A half pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the boom. Isn't that?
Beastie
yeah.
Boys, Ill Communication.
Ew.
Oh, so
good.
So young.
Oh, Jade is so pulled ahead.
Dude, but
Dan
that's
Abbott.
But dude, that's like a seminal album.
God,
like,
I love it. That's fucking right.
That's
mine,
cool as fuck.
The first CD I purchased with my own money was Syd Barrett, The Madcap Laughs.
Ooh, that's
yeah, the guy who started Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah. And that's some heavy hitting, like, trippy shit right there.
Oh, yeah. It's just weird, like, cracked folk where he's clearly, like.
Well, it hasn't affected you at all.
Yeah, right?
Jesus.
Yeah.
I barely tell.
No.
How many Zappa albums do you own? No.
You know, honestly, I like his lyrics. I like his social commentary, but the music stuff, I'm not that great of a musician, so I don't appreciate it, and it's just noodly. It's just like
someone had to say
guitar
that.
Master,
we have a strict no noodling policy on this show, amen. So we understand. Yes, the critique.
Joe's Garage is an incredible social commentary about, you know, the Iranian Revolution and music being made illegal and stuff. Mm-hmm. But half the album is just him, the main character, making up imaginary guitar notes in his head.
And isn't it strange that that commentary is still relevant today? Yeah. Moving on to the next question, Joe.
If you are trapped in a room with, you know, one door in and one door out, and that door opened, you know, every 20 minutes, and four-year-olds, like insane, mentally, like crazed four-year-olds came in and started attacking you, how many four-year-olds do you think you could fight off before they overwhelmed you?
Real quick, Joe. Frequency of the waves.
20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes, but 20 more minutes. And more keep coming. So, like, one will come, then two, then three, then four, then five.
Multiplicational or exponential?
Just exponential. Like, they just keep coming. They're just
two,
never
four,
gonna,
six, eight.
Like,
kids.
How many do you think you could fight off before you were overwhelmed?
Are we hand to hand, or do we get a choice?
No, that your hand. It's just you in an empty room.
Good question. Good follow up, sir.
I think I could probably punch the shit out of a couple 4 year olds. So, if it keeps exponentially increasing, maybe about five. I think I could take
five waves.
Yeah, five waves.
Okay.
So that's like.
One, two, four, six, eight.
Oh, like I can do more than eight.
Eight four-year-olds at once come rushing.
4 year-olds are fucking crazy,
eight
dude.
4 year-olds
are
crazy. All right,
no, that's
you.
Your answer.
Do you
final
know any
answer.
4 year-olds.
Moving on. Courtney, so five waves is like, I mean, it'll be eight kids coming in at once, but you'll have already fought four, six. You'll have already fought like 10.
So you'll know their weakness.
No, but they're not the same 4 year olds.
Right? No. Yeah, they're new ones. Different attitudes.
We don't know. They might get tamer. They might get crazier.
They might have nunchucks next time.
Knives. I think fingers. I could hold out for quite a long time. Because if you use strategy, the ones that are dead you put near the door, so then you're only fighting one at a time while they're crawling over the dead bodies. I have amazing stamina and not a huge fan of children, so I would fight for a very long time.
So how many waves? Come on, give us a ballpark.
I mean, like all night long. Let's go.
So every 20 minutes, an exponential increase.
I mean, 20 minutes is enough time to rest.
But at a certain point, within an hour and a half, you're facing like 60 kids at a time.
Also, bear in mind, like, let's say 10 come through. You've got 20 minutes to kill 10 before, like, 20
Oh, that's
come
plenty
through.
Of time. Plenty of time.
They'll probably kill each other before you even get
no,
to
No, them. They're only going for you, Joe.
All right. So you're going to go with all night long. So we'll say, three times.
Like 100.
12, 30, 36 waves is what you're going with.
All right.
Dan Abbott?
I'm pretty sure that I could deal with up to 20 simultaneous 4 year olds.
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
I used to be a teacher, so I know their weak points.
So that's about six waves, frankly.
And four-year-olds, you know, they're going to weigh about between 40 and 50 pounds.
That's right.
You can easily pick up one of them and do the old airplane trick.
Yep.
And
keep
a safe perimeter. Use them as a club.
You're so smart.
Like the end of Dead Alive with the lawnmower. Yeah.
Hit a motherfucker schools. With another motherfucker.
Damn, this is a tight quiz, dude. Yeah. These guys are smart.
Excellent. It's
rapid fire?
Yeah, it's rapid fire time because we've spent a lot of time on these questions. all right, I'm gonna. Who wins in a fight, Python or an eagle? Dan.
Python.
An eagle. That's a fact.
Eagle, America. Easily.
Very good. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
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 Okay.
Hot dogs or burgers?
Burgers.
Burgers.
Hot dogs.
All right.
Rick?
Two great things, being gay and having red hair. Which one do you want more?
Having red hair.
Being gay.
Both?
Yes.
Full gamut of answers there.
All right.
Joe?
Oh, I have to do a rapid fire.
Why choose?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Don't think about it as long as you thought about your last question.
Okay.
Which was excellent.
Okay. If you had to steal one object, what would you steal? Go.
Fuck ton of Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Wow. Courtney can't contain her ridicule.
You are 19.
I would steal a Polaroid cameras.
Wow. First copy of the Gutenberg Bible.
Ooh. Oh, you just tickled my fancy.
Excellent answers all around.
Shit.
Oh, fuck.
Do we
need any tiebreaker shit?
Oh, can I ask my new question?
No.
Yeah, go.
No, you may not answer.
I don't know your new question.
No, Cadillac said no, and I'm no. her.
Kim's eyes went like real that. Big nope. at that.
No,
you may not.
That was a hard no
so
in those eyes.
I will ask the final oldie but a goodie. You're on a cross-country road trip with the celebrity of your choice to spend 4 days just driving around Thelma and Louising this shit. Who is that celebrity and what is the make and model of car? Dan. Courtney already knows her answer.
Ben Franklin, and it would be an El Camino.
Ah, fuck. That's hesh, dude. That's hesh.
The front is like a car, the back is like a truck.
God, how can the others beat that?
Oh, man. That would be crazy, though, because you'd spend all your time explaining everything about the car. Oh,
he would pick it up so fast.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd just be, like, blowing dudes and having a great time.
And flipping open the ashtray that's in the side handle.
Dude, Ben Franklin traveled time, so he already knew about cars.
Yeah.
Jayden.
It's hard, but I think I'd want to spend it with MCA because I miss him so much.
Oh,
I miss him a lot. Probably in just a
Ford
Mustang,
Festiva.
Maybe.
I like Mustang. Nice. MCA in a Mustang. That's legit as hell.
Fucking cool.
All right, Courtney.
Jody Comer in a lime green 1976 Chevy Camaro.
Wow, that is very specific. I like that.
That is a bitchin' Camaro.
Who is the woman you said you would be with?
Jody effing Comer, the love of my life, the star of Killing Eve, the winner of an Emmy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I know Killing Eve, but I didn't recognize the actress's name.
It's okay.
I think I know who wins, right?
Well, then, Nick, why don't you tabulate that up on your calculator? His is digital.
It's fucking close, you guys. It was like micro points away from each other, but Courtney won.
Congratulations,
Courtney!
Thank you. What
was the point total, Nick? Jeez.
Well, I don't want to...
All right, you don't want to spoil anybody.
Dan had to be right behind her.
They were so tight, it's like it was almost a three-way tie, but Courtney pulled it out.
Nice.
Was it tighter than a human centipede?
I never win anything.
Well, there's no prize.
She got to be the front of the human centipede.
The adulation of your peers and the applause of like 7 people on the internet.
Fuck yeah.
So pumped. I want to thank all of you
eight.
For listening.
Jayton's dad's going to be listening. 8.
Yes. Yeah. Now
8
we got one
people
more.
On the internet. Yes.
Hey, Jayton's dad.
Yeah. Should we get another song?
I think we should have another song by Dan, if you don't mind.
Sure.
How about something creepy and upbeat?
Creepy? Oh, yeah, I got you.
I have a song for everything.
Well, they've all kind of been
they've all
creepy.
Been creepy and upbeat.
All right, this one's called Bones.
Yeah.
Everybody's got them bones. There's meat still on them. You don't need that beating heart. Throw your body in the cart of bones. They're all around bones, rising from the ground bones. you're gonna drown in a sea of bones. Chant that spell you found within a songbook bound in human skin. There's a party in the cave, the dead are rising from the grave as bones. Everybody's got them bones, there's meat still on them. You don't need them, for goodness sake, throw your body in the lake of bones. They're all around bones, rising from the ground bones. You're gonna drown in the sea of bones. You're all prisoners, head to feet, trapped within that cage of meat. Don't complain about the pain, let those guts wash down the drain. No. Cry and moan while I laugh from my throne. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we just want to see your face when the dead surround your place. And when your little life is through, you'll get up and join us too. As bones, everybody's got them bones. There's meat still on them, you don't need that beating heart. Pack that flesh until it parts from bone. They're all around bone, rising from the ground bones. You're gonna drown in a sea of bones.
Yeah.
God damn,
this is putting me
dude.
In a hella spooky mood. Like yeah. I feel like it's already Halloween and I love it.
Well, it's just like a week and a half away. You've kind of put us there, brother.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you have excellent creepy October. Upbeat tunes.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, that's not something I ever thought I would
normally
say.
Normally how I feel.
It's like, I mean, it's cool, like, it's just, cool, like, murder ballads in a major key.
Yeah, just, you know, you got to stick with what you know, and when you know, feel creepy, might delete later.
Yeah, I love it.
So you mentioned you're going to be playing in a couple weeks down in Arizona?
No, down in Joshua Tree,
Joshua Tree
in Southern
pardon
California.
Me. Pardon me.
Same thing.
Yeah, my...
down there where we don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. Down in the southern desert.
But do you have anything lined up in Reno coming up in the
next, like I was saying, November 24th at Jub Jub's, I'm doing a storytelling showcase. Show up and tell me the story of your worst life decision, especially if you knew it was a bad idea going in.
All right.
Mm. Yeah, knew better, did it anyway.
Something to think about.
And then
prepared.
On the other side of the room here with Let the Right One In, Good Luck Macbeth, you're starting on 10-4. Joe, can you throw out some details about showtimes and ticket prices?
Yes, I can indeed. Tickets are $18 in advance, $20 at the door, and you can get tickets online by visiting goodluckmacbeth.org, where you can follow the link on our website to our ticketing page.
I would also like to make a point, it's not on brown paper tickets, it's on Arts People.
That's right.
You just made the switch.
Case
we did.
The website doesn't get updated before the show comes out.
Right. The artspeople.com. It's like arts-people.com. And shows generally start at 7:30, except we have one matinee, which is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And Joe, are we doing VIP seating as well?
We are. We have champagne seating for those who request it.
If you want the front row and drinks brought to your side, it's actually really totally worth it. It's a lot of fun.
It's fun.
This is a
press your date.
Front row is the splash zone.
Front row.
And this is a.
Is there a splash zone?
That isn't.
Yeah, there probably should be.
There should be, but there isn't. this show is really going to be really interesting to watch too, because there's a lot of tech elements to it that we've never done before, and the theater smells amazing right now. That's all I'm going to say, because there's lots of trees and things in there, and it's really cool.
You actually have trees in the theater?
Full on trees. Yeah,
wow.
And it's
dirt and shit.
Yeah, and without giving too much away, there's a little bit of every kind of technical thing you can think of, really.
Ooh.
Water, blood, sand, snow. Stuff. It's
cool.
Good.
Yeah. Snow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn it, I'm not going to come see it. I don't like the cold.
Are there any Wednesday shows?
Yes.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
There are two Wednesday shows.
Fuck.
Artist night for us poor folk?
They don't.
We don't really do Otis nights, no.
Oh,
but just but the fact had, that it's
you used to have a pay your own day.
Yes, we do sometimes do that. Okay. That is true. I'm not sure off the top of my head if we do have one.
I think that's under consideration at this time. Get yes. back to us later.
Must not have went that well last time.
It went okay.
It's a great. It's a great initiative. It really is.
The Wednesdays are the 16th of October and the 23rd, Rick.
Fucking
but those of you who own
every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, basically through the month.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday,
Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, except for the opening weekend, which opens on a Friday. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all the Fridays. I was right.
All the Fridays, all the yes. Saturdays. Yeah.
So, check it out on the website. Check it out on Facebook, folks. It's going to be the Don't Miss Halloween show of the year.
Yes.
Let the right one in.
Yeah.
But I would also be remiss if I did not also bring up our sister theater's production of Harvey that is going on this month. Rick, we have to go see
Holy
Harvey on the stage.
Shit!
My ancestor, Elwood P. Dowd.
My favorite movie. I've got a poster of it in my room. That's how much I love that movie.
You and I and Nick are going on a date to Reno Little Theater.
It'll be great. So they've just put all new seats in, and they've got a really cool new seating system.
I'm really excited to go over and see that because it's one of our favorite shows. We have made 1,000 breakfasts while watching that show.
Oh God,
Javi is amazing. I love Javi. Also, we have a new sound system that's going in for this show.
Oh, that's right. All cool. Everybody's getting upgrades. Local theater fans,
yeah.
Get out, buy some tickets. This fall is going to be a knock your socks off theater cavalcade throughout Reno.
Awesome.
Midas.
Midas. Cavalcade. Right.
Cavalcade.
That's right. A great word.
Thank you. You can't escape it. Somewhere between an avalanche and the cavalry.
It does sound like a cause of death.
It does. Yeah.
Cavalcade.
The cavalcade.
She died
at
from
metal
the cavalcade.
Shows, instead of a wall of death, they have the cavalcade.
She got the cavalcade.
Sorry,
she got
your
a bad.
Husband was killed in a tragic cavalcade.
Sounds like something that happened in Virginia City that caused a fire.
Yeah. What's going on in the rock and roll world this week in Reno? There's some shit going down, isn't there?
A couple of really good shows this weekend. Ozymandias is playing with Black Plague Wolves and Hired Fun at Shays Friday night at 9:30. I haven't seen Ozymandias in a long time, so I'm going to try to go check that out for sure.
They had a great set at Boba Loba Fest, I'll just say.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Then the Grimtones are playing at Taste of Chicago Saturday night at 7.
Nice.
And one of our guests from last week,
show.
Andy's band Los Pistoleros is playing actually Saturday night also.
This one band.
Just this one band, Los Pistoleros. No big deal. Yeah. No, they're playing.
Awesome. Grad Psycho Billy.
Yeah, no, they're fucking great. And they'll be on the show in January, too. So I'm excited. Yeah.
Damn, we're booked out till January.
We are booked out till January.
Keep up, Nick.
Awesome, dude.
There's a calendar. Read the whole thing.
I know. I got to press on the buttons so I know what's actually going on.
Yeah. Do you guys have anything else coming up?
We got One Ton Dooley on the 4th for Mama Deb's birthday.
Mama Deb's birthday. Oh, my hell. It's Mama Deb's birthday. Come on out. There's going to be raffle. There's going to be silent auction. All proceeds to benefit Planned Parenthood and celebrating the grand dam of the scene. Come on out and buy Mama Deb a drink.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Jubs, 10-4, One Ton Dooley, Ozymandias.
Yeah.
And Operation Camel Theft.
Oh, yeah. That's, isn't that Jacob's other band?
Jacob from...
Is it Jacob or is it Ray?
I know who it is.
From Ozymandias.
I don't
They're from Ozymandias. Yeah. It's a two-piece folk punk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm stoked. I think it's their first show, so...
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I'm super stoked to check that out and celebrate with Mama Deb and you guys. So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it again next week, too. Yep.
I do have an acoustic show on a Sunday over at Alturas.
Oh, you lined one of those up.
For September. Yeah, so look out for that.
September,
I don't know what the exact date is, but
there's
I'm going
like
to play some of the old Nick songs
of September left,
for an
dude.
Hour. So you can see an hour of me at Alturas on one of the Sundays. Look it up. Google it.
No,
I got to.
Dennis is doing a great Sounds of the City Sunday night at Alturas Cellar.
Oh, cool.
It's like really sibilant.
Yeah, that's the thing. other acoustic artists are playing there, too. You should get one, Dan. You should get an hour over there.
Oh, yeah. It's a really
$50.
It's a really cool local feature where Dennis is trying to bring in a lot of the local singer songwriter talent. So go check it out. It's support the scene. Go see like local dicks like Nick, and throw some money their way.
All
right. And I haven't played acoustic in a long time. I very rarely do it anymore.
Oh yeah,
right. Like when I opened for Dooley. Dude, that was killer.
That was great.
That's right.
Dooley kind of was a train wreck.
No.
All right.
We were both good.
Anyway, I'd like to get another song out of Dan, but let's close out the show here. Ladies and gentlemen, well, did you have anything else?
No.
You sounded disappointed.
No. There was some Eddie in the subtitles or Shame's news. Oh, Shame's acoustic at Pigman.
Yes. Yes. With Kevin Second.
With Kevin Second.
Yeah.
Second.
How did we forget to mention that?
I even knew about that.
When is this?
John Underwood and a band I don't know, the Peculiar Spaghettis or some weird name. I don't know. But the Shames, John Underwood and Kevin Second's at Pigman.
Fuck yeah.
Kevin's great.
I don't know the date.
It's October 4th.
Google it.
October 4th. Wonderful.
Yes, it's Loud as Folk. It's the first Thursday of the month.
What?
As usual.
That's not the same night as our show. 10-4
is a Friday.
Oh, it's the third. It's the third. You're right.
Oh, it's yep. the 10-3. Okay, October 3rd, you go to the Shames, and then October 4th, you go
come
to
see One Done Duly and celebrate Mama Dead.
And all the other bands.
Or, yeah, you could go see Let the Right One In and then come see the show at Joe Doe's.
There you go.
Yeah. Dang.
Perfect.
Theater and rock and roll.
There's your weekend, people. Next week, that's your weekend.
You can thank us later.
Exactly.
All right.
When you wipe the mascara off your face at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning and question all the decisions.
It's better to wipe the mascara off somebody else's face.
Hey. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater, Dick Cadillac, Kim, good luck, Macbeth, all of the interns, and Chewbacca. This has been another great episode of The Worst Little Podcast, and I just want to remind you all that life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn, in the corn. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. I am a simple man, but I know everything can be explained. In black and white Euclidean lines, don't you ever tell me that's gonna change. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn, in the corn. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. The night of that big old storm took some city folks in from the rain. Well, mama cooked while they talked about a book, said a friend of theirs was coming back again. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. Well, they say there's a book that explains how these shadows could turn into gates. Well, I ain't ever seen a book like that, but I've seen how the cat runs away. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. There's a light glowing green with desire. everyone can see from miles away. We got heart stacker into my backyard, drawn in like moths to a flame. Don't ask me why I killed Ma and Pa. Never believe what I would say. All them folks in them hooded black robes telling me I got to clean my plate. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn. Way back in the corn, between the night and the morn, something died, something born in the corn.
Woo! Yeah!
Yeah,
yeah, I'm a fan, dude.
It's a little Lovecraftian bluegrass for you.
Our youngsters out here are drinking diluted murine eyewash. They're smoking crushed aspirin. They're drinking band deodorant. They're injecting accent meat tenderizer.
Dogwater Studios.
Always in search for the magic high, the magic experience.
That's not creepy.